Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Doan scores on the rebound!
Shane Doan.
Shane Doan got a piece of it. I think this goal is going to go to the captain.
Captain Coyote.
Shane Doan sends a one-hopper on net. He scores! The captain!
Coyotes legend Shane Doan, up early to talk Coyotes hockey with Bickley and Marotta.
Shot by Shane Doan. He scores!
Yes, Shane Doan joins us for his weekly visit. I understand a two-segment visit with Shane Doan. And we don't have to worry about a phone connection today, Doaner, because he's in the studio with us.
The second segment, we're going to open the door to the producer and unleash Doaner on Jared.
Yes.
I am going to get him.
Remember the day that Gamble thought he could mess with you? Remember that? When Gamble's I'll take you on. You're just a hockey player.
Laugh for nothing. Let's mix it up, Doaner.
And you had him in a headlock in a nanosecond, and he's like, stop!
I realized that in a boxing match he might be able to beat me because that's points generated,
right?
But in a fight, it's different.
Yeah, right. It's a little different.
Yeah, I mean, there's less science in the hockey fight, probably. We've talked about hockey fights. I'd still take you in a boxing match.
Without a doubt, there's a big difference in weight class.
Oh yeah.
And I mean that in a good way. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate that.
Of course.
We had the opportunity. We've talked to Javier Gutierrez. We talked to Bill Armstrong. We had Bear in studio the first time we met him in person, and that was the first time I met him in person. Yeah.
All right.
I didn't mean to speak for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go on.
No, but when we talk to you and you always give your reverence, your thoughts on Andre Tourney with what he's done, and now it always made sense. It makes more sense. I mean, that seems to be the perfect guy at the controls as a head coach of a rebuilding team.
I can't stress it enough how impressed I am by him. I mean, that is, give Bill huge props for finding a guy like Andre. I got to know him before we signed him at the World Championships and got to spend some time with him over there and was so impressed. But it's the consistency of the daily message is always the same. There's a saying that if you want to be found serious, or if you want to be taken serious, you have to be consistent. And he does it in spades. That guy is, and yet he's relational. He's all about understanding the human side of the guys, and he holds people accountable. Like, he does not, they love him, except they know that, hey, this is the rules. You abide by them and you do it and you play a certain way and you'll be rewarded. And if you don't, there'll be consequences, and it's amazing how good he is.
Now, Jared, did you hear that? If you want to be taken seriously, be consistent. Do you have a pen?
I don't want to be taken seriously.
Andre Tourney, he's sitting here talking, and he's kind of disarming because he comes off as a very. But then you see the hardcore in the eyes. You can see it. It's there.
Oh yeah, and he is. He's very but he has a. He's a driver. Like, he's a guy that just. He pushes people, and he doesn't back down. It's fun to watch practice when he decides that that's enough. Like, he'll have fun with guys. He enjoys the guys. But if there's, you know, two or three passes are not being, you know, executed properly, if the drill's not going the way that he wants, it's not a there's a little bite to the bark.
Gotcha.
And it's fun to watch.
Shane Doan joining us in studio for his weekly visit here on Newsmakers Week. And part of the news with the Coyotes, unfortunately, the streak is over, but nine straight games with a point and a couple of those games, too. They get the point, they lose in overtime, but just overcoming huge deficits, which, I mean, it's not the recipe for success that you want to sustain, but it just goes to show the fight in this team.
You know what? And at this point of the season, when the situation isn't, you know, it's not like you're looking here. I think we were 18 points out of the wild card spot, so it's not, it's a little difficult, but. I give the guys credit, Clayton Keller and Schmaltzy and those guys, Krauser, they've been putting their nose down and just keep going. And it doesn't matter what's happening and going on around them, they keep showing up. And I'm impressed, so impressed. And like you said, the 5-1 game in L.A., L.A.'s got a really good defensive team. They don't give up a lot. They do a really good job of locking games down. And for us to come back in that game is huge.
And the running joke is the rebuild is going so well, the team can't even tank properly. That's what the joke has become.
Well, obviously, that's we're in a situation where everyone's aware of who the guy is that's available at the first pick, and there's an element that there's probably a few teams that would like that pick,
yeah.
And we're probably one of the teams that, if the situation was right, yeah, we'd like that pick.
Well, your GM even walked in here, and his first words out of his mouth were, was, "We're on a heater, boys."
Yeah.
As only a true Canadian can
say. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's good. There's a lot of heaters up in Canada. So,
well, we've talked to you about the subject of the T word a lot over the years. It's not just a hockey thing. We're starting to see it kick in basketball at this time of the schedule. We've seen it recently in football, but one of those things that the T word doesn't take into account is the guys on the ice. There's so much professional pride for these guys that are competing, and the future is uncertain for those guys, so of course they're going to play hard.
I mean, every single player, I believe, thinks they can win if they play their best game. Like you have to have that deep inside you that if I play my best, I'm better than everybody. And I think that there's no way around that you have to have that in your players in order for them to make it to the highest level in their sports. And so when you put a group of guys on the ice that when they believe that and their coach instills that if you're your best, you can beat anyone, it starts to grow. And it's not every night because, I mean, that's the difference, I think, is when you – the elite players – if they don't bring their best game, they can still win.
Yeah.
But if you're a professional hockey player, baseball player, basketball player, football player, if you bring your absolute A game, you could beat anybody. That's how close the whole every league is. And Bear just gets the most out of his guys.
You know, here's the difference. And you can speak to this better than anybody because you were in this dressing room. There was a time when Don Maloney and Dave Tippett lost their relationship over the T word, where the GM wanted to, the head coach was insulted by it. Nothing was ever the same after that. And you could understand Don's intentions at that time. We all want the same thing, a better tomorrow. It seems like there's an acknowledgement that everything about the Coyotes right now is temporary, from the rink they play in to where they're at and the standings and all that. But there's also there's the spirit of cooperation that everyone understands and believes that there's something better on the other side.
Yeah, and obviously you don't want to be where we're at for very long. Like we're the situation is probably not ideal for as a fan to be cheering for the team to win a Stanley Cup. It's going to be tough for the next couple of years. But at the same time, you look at the way that the league is, and especially in the NHL, you have to build through the draft. And people have come in and maybe thought that they could do it different ways. But that's the only way you can do it, is that you have to go through the draft.
You've got to be able to roll one elite line after another after another. You see this in the NHL playoffs. You get in the first round, you go, okay, the Coyotes could hang with them. And then you get deeper and deeper and deeper, and you're like, okay, you get to these teams that get all the way through it, and it's relentless.
It is, and it's their blue line. It's their goaltending. There isn't a weakness anywhere in their group. You look at what – you go to Tampa Bay, and you see what they've done. You look at what Colorado's done in the last little bit, and it is. It's 9-10 forwards deep of elite players, and on the blue line, it's 5 D-men deep, and they got an all-star goalie. Like, yeah. Other than that, you're
fine.
Other than
that,
there's not a lot of holes, and that's hard. And you go through those teams too, and they are built. Their drivers, the people that push them forward, are all homegrown. Mm-hmm. Andre Tierney was talking the other day about goaltending and how since the salary cap era, I think there's only been two or three goalies that haven't been homegrown to win the Stanley Cup,
wow.
Which blew me away. I argued with them for a little bit before we went through it, and I was like, holy cow, Darcy Kemper was one last year, and then Dominic Hasek was back with Detroit. But the rest have pretty much all been through... And Tim Thomas is in there where he didn't play for another NHL team, but he came on board and was in the minors for Boston and then kind of came up with them. And so he was a little bit older, But he was homegrown. He was through their system. And it's crazy because everyone thinks you got to trade for a goalie and win the Stanley Cup.
I didn't even realize that.
It's crazy.
That's nuts. Donor's going to hang out with us for another segment here on Newsmakers Week. And we got to get him mano a mano with Jarrett in some form.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Want to arm wrestle him, Jarrett?
I'm saving my stuff for the sports kebab in an hour. So.
Oh, yeah. When Shane's not here. We'll continue our discussion with Shane Doan next year on Newsmakers Week. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Newsmakers Week with Bickley and Murata Mornings, the Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah, Newsmakers Week continues. Our final day, our cavalcade of guests includes Shane Doan, Coyotes Chief Hockey Development Officer, who joins us in studio. Dona, thanks for hanging out for a second segment. Appreciate it.
Yes.
When we had Bill Armstrong in earlier this week, I asked him about, all right, you know, progress on a rebuild. And the rebuild is certainly acknowledged by everybody with the Coyotes. We've talked to you about it on several occasions. He said 40%. And that seems like there's a lot to go. It could change quickly. But I always go back to 2012, and that was, I think, and maybe you'll disagree with me, that to me was the epitome of what we could see Phoenix being an NHL hockey city. And I remember getting ready to go to my sister's house for a playoff viewing party to watch the Coyotes. And I'm buying chips and dips. And somebody at the at a supermarket says, "You're having a party to watch the Coyotes." And I was like, what city am I in? What would that mean to you when the Yotes get back to that organization or get back to that level as an organization?
Oh, man. I mean, I believe that. At my core, that could be this city if you do it right. Like, there is no question in my mind. And obviously because lived through it a little bit, mm-hmm. but also the city as a whole is such, and it doesn't, there's no way around it. The city's an event-based city where we support winners. We do, because there's so many options. Like, yes. You don't just have to go and be a Suns fan or a Cardinals fan. You can be a Diamondbacks fan. You could go to the Phoenix Open. You can go over to the NASCAR event. You can have the Fiesta Bowl or the Super Bowl comes to town. So it's all these other things that you can do. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not, and you've witnessed it with the Suns, when the Suns weren't very good, they didn't get very many people. And now you can't get into a game because mm-hmm. they've done a good job, and you look at what James Jones have done, and it's just, and Monty Williams, what an incredible job they've done in that group. It's fun to watch. I went to playoff games. I went to the Suns playoff games because I like to go to see a winner play. And if we can do that mm-hmm. as an organization and do it right, this place is more attractive than pretty much any other city in the NHL, the NBA. It's an amazing, there's a reason why 220,000 people move into Maricopa mm-hmm. County every single year, because it's a great place to live. And so if you do it right, it will be supported, but you have to do it right.
You know what else the Valley supports, Donor? Air conditioning. And going into a cold rink in May, there's something really cool about that here.
Oh, you're kidding.
I experienced it in your last run, right? When you guys got to the Western Conference Finals. I remember it's like 100 in hell outside. And you roll into a rink and you're like, ooh, this is a good sensation. I like this, right? So the playoff hockey would hit here better than most places, I would think. And then secondarily, the shame of it all is anybody who's watched playoff hockey, especially in person, you know there's nothing like it. So the one thing this audience and this market has missed is the very thing that can make this place elevate really quickly as a sports town, and that is a steady diet of hockey at its best. Mm-hmm.
And as you guys have mentioned, that year, that run, if you had followed it up, you need to get some consistent. Like, it goes back to what we said as we joked with Jared about being taken seriously. You have to be consistent. And that's really what it really is. Like, you have to find a way to whet the appetite and then keep giving them a little bit more and a little bit more and have that future and that hope of like, oh, we're going in the right direction. That's what's making the Sun so great. Like, right now, we can't stop talking about it because, hey, they got Kevin Durant, and that future looks good. And so because of it, let's talk more. Let's get more excited about it. Let's bring in more about it. Let's talk. And that's, mm-hmm. we just have to find a way to do that. And It's not easy. In hockey, it's hard, and you have to do it the right way.
I started thinking about that subject, and I started thinking about, you know, your early days in Arizona when you had, you know, you were part of that group with Jeremy.
Oh, you remember those teams, don't you, Vinny?
Dallas Drake! But you guys were a playoff team every year, and there was a buzz. There was a lot of talk about the Coyotes. But I started to think about it even more, and it was an exciting time with you guys moving from Winnipeg to Arizona. I'd never have asked you this question, I don't think. If I have, tell me to shut up. Had you been to Arizona?
No.
Before? I mean,
it was unbelievable. When we landed here, so we flew in for the All-Star break the year before we moved down. The ownership flew us all down, families, everyone. And when we landed, we had a big convention at the convention center. It was crazy. I got given a cactus. I'm 19 years old. I'm going back to Winnipeg.
Did you water it?
I didn't know what to do. I think I left it in my hotel, awful.
They would have given you grief trying to bring it back.
I don't know what to do with this, but it's great. And I had no idea that I would fall in love with the Valley and the state the way I have. And when I came,
coming from that beautiful cosmopolitan city of Winnipeg, I mean, of course you'd be skeptical.
Yeah. No, that's going to make headlines up there in Manitoba, Vic.
I'm sorry, bro. Keep going.
I remember driving past, it was like a crosswalk. And as my wife and I were driving past a crosswalk, and with the real estate agent, they were kind of showing us around. And I look over, and the buttons, like in Scottsdale, some of the buttons are up like at 6.5, 7 feet high. And I'm like, why the heck is a button way up there? And they're like, well, this is for, we have horses crossing, and they put the crosswalk button in some parts of Scottsdale really high to put. I was like, wait. You can ride horses and, like, through the town?
And that's where the love
and
affair
I'm like,
started.
Oh, my goodness. This is my place.
Oh, this is my place.
I found my forever home.
Yeah. You first find out there's, like, cattle tracks in the road.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's so – and, hey, I agree. And when we did come down, it was – it like, downtown, I mean, you guys remember it.
Mm-hmm.
It was – Jared the dog, I think, made it a couple times. And
yeah.
But it was up in the – it was just a great place to play hockey. Like, and the fans and the people were so behind us. The whiteout was amazing. Yeah. And it happened repetitively year after year. And we kind of always thought we were going to break through. And you look at that team, and we had a great team. It was exciting.
It's a great place to watch hockey unless you were in section 201, row A.
Yeah.
Then you're not seeing the goal, my man.
No.
But other than that, it was fabulous.
And you might got a hit by a puck.
Yeah,
because
that's right.
They didn't have netting up for the first game when we played. It was the scariest thing. We played an exhibition game.
I don't remember that.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
I still sweat when both that exhibition game. There's fans staring up at the screen, and guys taking a shot, getting deflected, and the puck is whizzing by their ear, and they don't even know till it hits the and they're like, what was that? Like, and then the next game, they put up the netting. But it was like, oh, my goodness. This is crazy. And then the whole league went wild.
Do you know what that insane maniac Jeremy Roenick used to do?
Oh.
You remember the old Chicago Stadium, right?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So the press box was in the intermediate level behind one of the goals. We'd all be sitting there with our laptops. He'd fire pucks up into the press box at us. Seriously. All of a sudden, boom. He's like, whoa.
Sounds like
and you're like, hey. okay. You almost killed me. Oh, I know. It's funny, isn't it?
You got off easy. You just ruined your computer.
That doesn't kill you. It just hurts a lot.
That's right.
Yeah.
In terms of goals for the rest of the season for the Coyotes, we talked about them being on a heater, and there, you know, there are some players developing. We've talked to you recently about Clayton Keller kind of developing into that dependable goal scorer. But what do you see as goals for the rest of the season?
Well, you go to the coach's side, and the coaches that's I get to be around those guys a lot. And they got to get better every day. That's their whole. That's been the message from day one. Is we have to be better tomorrow than we were today. Mm-hmm. And you go through that group and you look like a Valimaki, a guy that they brought in as picked up off waivers, who's a legit defenseman and is having a great year. You go to Michelli, who is. That kid is special. He is. I think he's leading all rookies in assists. He's got 28 points and 25 points and 33, 34 games. He's just a rookie. He's going to be a good player. And I'm excited to see what we can do. And I know Bear's going to push him, and they're going to keep driving.
You know this because a lot of Canadians live in the Valley. A lot of ex-hockey players live in the Valley. A lot of current hockey players and coaches live here, which means sometimes you'll run into the Stanley Cup in the Valley because it gets passed around. People who win it, you know, you get a day with it. So sometimes you might be at a restaurant in the Valley and there's a dude with his day with the Stanley Cup, right? It's happened to me. And you're like, oh, wow, cool. Can you imagine if that cup ever does come to the Coyotes, given we talk about the great stories left in sports and we always do it through the context of the Suns. After all the stuff that you two have seen, could you imagine? And the other guy I'm talking about is Rich Nair, the fine vice president of everything for the Coyotes.
That's been here since
he's been here the whole time. Right, he's been here the whole time.
Again, to use that phrase, he's seen a lot of bleep.
He's seen a lot of bleep. Right.
You know what? And there's an element of it that for that group, there's about six or seven guys that have been through the right from almost the very, very beginning. For that group, for there to be a chance to win it would be so special because I think when you struggle and get told that it can't be done and it can't be done, and if you ever found a way to do it, I think it just means that much more. And not saying that it's not, you look at like the Montreal Canadiens have won 23 titles, the Yankees have won, what are they at, 23, 24, right around the same.
26,
okay. You look at even the Lakers and the Celtics, they're great. Like, it's great. It's amazing when they won it, but when Milwaukee won it and what happened in Milwaukee, like that was unbelievable. And I know the Lakers, the Cubs winning it back. I mean, that's all of a sudden you're just like, man,
It can't happen.
You got a dream. Yeah. You got a dream. You got to keep
dreaming.
Look
how close you guys were back in whatever year that was.
2012.
Yeah. And that was, that was probably the hardest moment I've ever had you knew after we didn't win that when we lost that game against LA, that was probably my only chance I was going to get, and hold, was that a tough day? That was a hard. That was a tough night that night to try to figure, I think that was it. That was
like Shane Doan, we've never seen him before or heard him before.
The most honest thing you've ever said, man. That is so good.
Yeah. Donor, thanks for coming to hang out with us.
Hey,
I appreciate it,
and I'm glad I didn't have to see Jarrett the whole time.
I know.
Well, I got to see Sarah. She came in and said hi, which was very appreciative. Right. But
which
Jarrett
is more than Jarrett did. Did Jarrett even get out of
he's still sitting back there hiding in the corner.
He's scared.
Can you hear me, Shane, without your headphones on? Can you hear me? Can you hear me right now?
Wait, put those on real quick, Shane.
No, because that just reminded me, you said about not seeing. I actually went to a bunch of those games at the old arena that were obstructed view. You could not see the opponent's goal. Luckily, I didn't miss any Shane Doan plays.
Jared! And from the back row.
I thought you had to go to break, Ferret.
Oh, we do have to go to break.
We have to break.
Thank you, Jared. Missed you, big man.
Thanks, Shane.